Chinese foreign minister has called for regional COVID-19 and economic cooperation at the 53rd ASEAN foreign ministers meeting. Wang Yi says China is willing to work with ASEAN countries in advancing post-COVID-19 cooperation and addressing challenges. He says China will create a new development pattern whereby domestic and foreign markets can boost each other to benefit countries, including ASEAN members. The minister also highlights anti-COVID-19 efforts with an emphasis on sharing information related to vaccines and a joint public health emergency system. The ASEAN foreign ministers have expressed willingness to cooperate with China on strengthening global cybersecurity. Chinese pharmaceutical company Sinopharm has begun the third phase of a vaccine trial in Peru against the new coronavirus. Phase 3 of the Sinopharm trial in Peru will include 6,000 people between the ages of 18 and 75. Sinopharm supplied 30,000 doses to volunteers, and another 10,000 participants have received double doses in previous tests in Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates. Further testing will be carried out in Morocco and Argentina. The Russian Foreign Ministry has summoned the German ambassador and expressed protest in connection with accusations related to the alleged poisoning of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The ministry also accused Germany of discrediting Russia in the international arena. Navalny fell ill on a domestic flight in Russia and is currently being treated in Germany. Foreign ministers of the Group of Seven countries and the High Representative of the European Union are demanding that Russia establish transparency on who is responsible for this alleged poisoning attack. U.S. President Donald Trump's campaign raised a monthly record of $210 million in August, but that's short of Democratic nominee Joe Biden's campaign, which collected $364.5 million in the same period. Data from the Nonpartisan Center for Responsive Politics shows that Democrats running for U.S. Congress have been able to raise more funds than their Republican opponents so far. Restaurants in New York City will be able to resume indoor dining at 25% capacity with some restrictions on the last day of the month. The restrictions will include mandatory temperature checks at the door and requiring contact information for tracing if there's a virus outbreak originating from a restaurant. New York State will also establish a whistleblowing system so that restaurants not complying with containment measures can be anonymously reported to the authorities. The state may lift capacity to 50% by a reassessment deadline of November the 1st, depending on the infection rate. A crypt at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is reopened to the public with an exhibition dedicated to writer Victor Hugo and architect Eugène Viollet-le-Duc. The crypt was not damaged during the devastating fire in April of last year, but it was covered in toxic dust. The installation of the exhibition was delayed by the COVID-19 pandemic as well as the two-month lockdown in France. Two-time South African Olympic champion Caster Semenya has lost her long legal battle against track and field's rules limiting naturally high testosterone levels in female runners. Switzerland's Supreme Court dismissed Semenya's appeal against a Court of Arbitration for Sport ruling. The CAS ruled that World Athletics regulations were necessary for athletes with differences in sexual development to ensure fair competition. It means Semenya cannot defend her Olympic 800-meter title at the Tokyo Games next year unless she agrees to lower her testosterone levels through medication or surgery. The 29-year-old has repeatedly said she'll not do that.